other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joel Skousen will be joining us in the next hour talking about the rest of the story dealing with Top Secret USA, the dark side of government that Cheney talked about, the secret militarization of police and military trying to create cadres of people that will carry out brutal oppression of the American people. The good news is it's not going too well for the globalists, even using private contractors. That's coming up in the next hour. Well, in the last 3 days, he's published a three-part series. He's been going into publicly available databases. We'll leave it at that, but he doesn't want them to close down the sources. The sources, the information itself is public and verified. It's just that where Wayne's getting this, because they've been very secretive about clamping down his college records, high school records, passport, birth certificate, all of this. Wayne doesn't want him to shut down the source of this because he's digging through it right now and finding even more, and is scheduled to go down there again today. I'll just leave it at that. But the story of Obama, all in the company, in three parts. We've got it linked up at Infowars.com. We've got the blurb written above it with some of the history of other presidents being intelligence assets. Bombshell, Barack Obama conclusively outed as CIA creation. And I've seen a lot of this info open source before, but Wayne's put it all together in one spot and found a lot of new data. And it's got to be a 25-page report, but I suggest you read it all. But here he is to go over it with us in the next 45 minutes to 50 minutes and to give us some new intel he's gotten. You can find it all in new developments at WayneMadsenReport.com, and we have it linked up at Infowars.com. He's getting so much traffic, it's barely staying up this morning. It's off and on. That's why we've got this key report. We're thankful for him letting us mirror it at Infowars.com. Wayne, congratulations on your in-depth investigation. You've been in Chicago for weeks. You've been all over the country investigating this guy, and you've gotten some powerful info.
Oh, thanks, but I feel somewhat chagrined. I think all this information is what should have come out during the presidential campaign, not on a sitting president of the United States. And I really think that myself and other members of the media, I'm not counting the corporate media. They never touch these stories, but we really were remiss, I think, in delving into this guy's past during the campaign, which is what we've done with every other previous presidential candidate. And for some reason, I guess we all got hooked on the hopium with Obama.
Well, Bush was so bad, I don't blame people for wanting to get hooked on the hopium, but I saw his advisors and Wall Street doubling down on him. I knew McCain was bad, but clearly he was the establishment's heir apparent, and so that's why I saw through him.
Oh, absolutely. And now we hear today that one of the Kagan boys has been hired on as an advisor to General Petraeus. So what's the difference? You know, we had Obama speaking at the CIA headquarters, telling them, you know, how much he appreciates what they do, and don't worry about the investigations. Where he should have been kicking them for what they did during the renditioning in the secret prisons, and now we know about the latest one in Morocco where we turned people over to have them tortured by the Moroccan secret police. So this is the guy that keeps on giving as long as you're, you know, CIA or the Pentagon, and I don't see any change. As a matter of fact, in some respects, I think he's worse.
Well, Wayne, I have to agree with you, unfortunately, because he brought left cover to this and a fresh face, and he's a better teleprompter reader. A lot of people went to sleep over the secret arrest, the expanding wars, the torture, America really losing its soul. And he's been protecting John Yoo and, of course, Alberto Gonzalez and Bush. And Bush feels so safe. 2 months ago, he said, yeah, I ordered torture. I do it again.
Oh, absolutely. And his Justice Department is going after Blagojevich again after all he got was a single count for lying to an FBI agent, and he wasn't even under oath. There's no transcript. He let the layoff on the Abrams deal. I mean, he's the gift that keeps on giving for the last people in the last administration.
Well, Wayne, stay there. We got a long segment coming up. Let's walk piece by piece through your bombshell report on the other side.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got all three parts posted up at Infowars.com. We've got our preface at the top of it, bombshell, Barack Obama conclusively outed as CIA creation. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen is scheduled to appear live on this broadcast, and he's here now. Thursday, August 19th at 12 Central, reveal his groundbreaking series on Barack Obama's true origins. Madsen will share the bombshell revelations and extensive information from the following three articles and even more that has not been revealed. Tell your friends, family, and contacts to tune in and learn the truth. Also visit thewaynemadsenreport.com for further research and other exclusive reports. And be sure and subscribe. And I mean, this guy formerly worked for the NSA, Naval Intelligence. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country, Washington Post, you name it. He's a contributor to RT. He's a real patriot. His info is always borne out to be very accurate. He told me where he got this new information, and it's verified and confirmed. It's just that there's been I don't want to go any further, because they keep clamping down every time they learn of a new place people are getting information. But we're going to stop right there, and Wayne can say as much as he wants, but this is all public source and verified in his three articles. But you need to read all three parts. The story of Obama, all in the company. Part one, part two, and part three at Infowars.com or WadeMadsenReport.com. And again, his site is weighed down. So if you can't get it there, Infowars.com. And get it out to everyone you know. Because I have separately researched this in depth, Making the Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. And a lot of this is already public, but a lot of it is new and just completes the image of what we've got. Now, before we go back to Wayne, I want to show people a few new stories that came out this week. Here's Politico. Don't look, birthers. It's Obama's passport. As if his passport means something. Now, this came out on the heels of them shredding and destroying his mother's passport, which would be stamped where he was at what time. When he was born, the evidence shows in Kenya, but we know he gave up his citizenship and became Barry Sitaro, like Anakin Skywalker became Darth Vader. He became Barry Sitaro and gave up his U.S. citizenship. That is confirmed. That's mainstream news. Okay, and they try to abscond that evidence by only focusing on Kenya. And I'm not bashing those that do. It's just this is smoking gun. Now, here it is. Oops, Obama mama, passport destroyed. State Department claims records gone for Stanley Ann Dunham prior to 1968, around the time that old Barack Obama was born in 1961. Continuing, White House offers glimpse of President Obama's passport documents, shows birthplace is Hawaii. So they're desperate. They won't put out the original passport, just a receipt of it, okay, just a slip. Not the real passport. And now they're doing this at the same time they destroyed her passport. Very, very suspicious. So I wanted to just point out they've been involved in a cover-up. Wayne Madsen, go over your groundbreaking report, the new stuff you've discovered, and other things you haven't put in part one or part two or part three. You've got the floor. Wayne Madsen, go over it.
Well, I started this investigation by looking at the company that President Obama went to work for after he graduated from Columbia, and it was Business International Corporation, and that was a company that had close ties to the CIA. They used some of their quote-unquote journalists as CIA cover officers overseas. Now, in his book, Obama says, oh, I went to work for a company in Manhattan after I graduated from Columbia, but it was the company, the CIA. It wasn't a company, and he was very disingenuous with talking about that. This was a company that had access to some of the biggest, most powerful people in the world, including Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin, Generalissimo Franco of Spain, and obviously this company did outreach to a lot of leftist leaders in places like Africa. And Asia and other parts of the world, including Latin America. And then I started looking at, of course, his mother and her time in Indonesia especially, but also Pakistan. It turns out she was working not only for the Ford Foundation on microfinancing projects, and I have information that states that one of the CIA economic officers at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta worked on the same exact project while she was there. Financing, microfinancing for these farmers and artisans in Central Java. Now, Anne Dunham Sitaro takes her son at 7 years old into Indonesia following the CIA-inspired coup. 2 years later, Lolo Sitaro's stepfather was called back by General Suharto from Hawaii, where he met Obama's mother in 65, but prior to the CIA coup, and he went to work for the Suharto's army. Now, that they killed an estimated up to 1 million Indonesian citizens, a lot of ethnic Chinese, and also reported members of the Indonesian Communist Party. So this is the environment she takes 7-year-old Barack Obama. Who in their right mind would do that unless you were, you know, being assigned to work for the agency in those days? I also looked at Barack Obama Sr. Now, he was airlifted. It was called Project Airlift Africa. It was funded by a $100,000 grant from the Joseph P. Kennedy Foundation. But that's because Tom Amboya, who was a Kenyan nationalist leader, pro-U.S., tied in with the CIA, decided he didn't want to take State Department money because that would look too suspicious. So it looks like they laundered some of this money through the Joseph P. Kennedy Foundation in 1960. Now, remember, John Kennedy's running for president then, so that's building up his national security credentials, helping out the agency. And the reason for bringing these 230 students from Kenya, Tanganyika, and other soon-to-be independent British colonies in eastern and southern Africa was to compete with the Soviets and Chinese, who were training their own leaders in these newly independent nations, and it was clearly to gain influence with these new governments.
So just to interrupt briefly, the bottom line historically is the British are the masters of this, but other governments have done it. That's why you had to be American-born to be president in the Constitution, because at the time our country was being founded, they had problems with the Austrians sending their people into other European countries during the democratic revolutions that were developing to try to put their people into power there. And so this story of intelligence agencies pre-positioning people to put them into political power so they control nations is extremely old. And we also know that Kenya in the 40s and 50s into the 60s was the admitted declassified global model of covert takeovers and was the main base of operations, aside from South Africa and Rhodesia, for control of the African continent.
Well, right. And we got to remember the same year that Barack Obama Sr. was brought over in the CIA Airlift Africa project is the same year that the Soviet Union opened the Patrice Lumumba University in Moscow for the sole purpose of training people from these third world nations, these newly independent countries. So this petition, we of course didn't have a Patrice Lumumba University, but we ferreted these students among various universities around the United States, and Barack Obama Sr. was the first African student to attend the University of Hawaii, and he meets Obama's mother in where a Chinese class.
Okay, your phone was cutting out a bit. He meets his mother. Again, Barack Obama Sr. meets Mama, and, of course, her daddy you're going to get into has connections to the agency. He meets her where?
In a Russian language class at the University of Hawaii. Now, this is the height of the Cold War. The only people who would be taking Russian in a place like Hawaii, which was like a military, I mean, the military was all over Hawaii, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, would be obviously people who were involved in some way, shape, or form with intelligence or were being recruited into intelligence. And Stanley Armour Dunham, the grandfather, there's a photo of him welcoming Barack Obama Sr. to the airport in Hawaii. Now, we were told that they met for the first time at the Russian language class. It's clear now this furniture salesman, we were told Stanley Armour Dunham, grandfather, it was in the furniture business. It seems like he was in much, much more than just selling furniture.
Incredible. And then, of course, you have her then being projected into the big foundation under Tim Geithner's father. I mean, just on every side, you've got all these connections in the report. And then he's got a fake name. He's changing his name. We don't know where he's born. He comes from nowhere to become president. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
We have the curious case of his grandmother, Madeline Dunham, who died right 2 days before Obama was elected president in 2008. The Obama campaign apparently didn't want her getting any interviews to the press. Maybe they were afraid she'd be like Newt Gingrich's mother with the Katie Couric interview and slip up and say something that would have embarrassed them. But she was one of the first female vice presidents at the Bank of Hawaii, and now, lo and behold, we find out that that bank was used by the CIA fund company in Honolulu to make payments to these dictators in Asia, like Suharto and Marcos in the Philippines and Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek in Taiwan and the Park Chung-hee in South Korea and the Liberal Democrats in Japan, who violated their own constitution by secretly allowing the U.S. to station nuclear weapons in Japan during the Cold War. So this was the payoff. This was the CIA payoff network to these U.S.-sponsored dictators in Asia.
We're going to go to break and come back and keep going through your article that really puts all the pieces together that clearly this guy's an intelligence operative. We'll look at once he's in college, how he's sent to Pakistan, clearly in all sorts of secret ops. I mean, this is extremely clear. But also, if you really study deep intelligence, it's normally a family affair because then the whole family's connected. There's the peer pressure of the family. You can never leave. And so we see that pattern throughout history at the highest levels of intelligence. We'll continue to look at Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the president, on the other side of this quick break with Wayne Madsen. You've got to read the report. Look at the photos. It is extremely damning. It's all at InfoWars.com and WayneMadsenReport.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Good day, this is Peter Kratchnumble from Midas Resources. Today is August 27th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,238.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,271.33, $635.66 for a half ounce, and $317.83 for a quarter ounce. $1,271.33, $635.66, and $317.83.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, we're talking to Wayne Madsen, who is a top security expert at the National Security Agency, Naval Intelligence. Whenever you watch C-SPAN and you're seeing an Intelligence Committee hearing, you'll see him in the gallery as a press reporter. He's written for literally scores of top newspapers and publications here in the country. And so a very top-level source and investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com, has it all. Bottom line, before we go through more of the history, more of the evidence of this, what type of asset is Obama? What was their plan? because he was nested at the highest level, both sides of his family, at the biggest foundations that themselves created the CIA. The way I read this in my past research, it appears that from very early he was put into the highest level schools being developed for where he is now.
And anyone who remembers the movie The Manchurian Candidate, that's exactly what they were trying to do with in that movie, setting somebody up. But in this case, it looks like it was the CIA that had their own Manchurian Candidate and groomed this individual for higher office, and he eventually got it. Now, one of the things that I found was some CIA files from the 1970s referring to behavioral science work being done by the Central Intelligence Agency. And one of the universities, and this comes from Richard Helms, the director himself, one of the favorite universities for behavioral science work, and let's face it, that was out of the Office of Science and Technology. That's MKUltra. That was Dr. Sidney Gottlieb's operation. One of the favorite universities for this research was the University of Hawaii, where Barack Sr. met Ann Stanley Dunham. And
so you're saying he's trained in mind control, or he's under mind control?
Oh, I don't know, but we know what MK Ultra was. It was extreme behavioral modification.
Yeah, the LA Times reported the Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski was in that program.
Well, another university, you know, some of the other universities mentioned in this were Yale, MIT, University of Michigan, and UCLA, and the University of Hawaii is singled out as the fifth favored university for this work by Richard Helms. Now, this work was done through the Advanced Research Project Agency, which was working, the guy, Lieutenant Colonel Kibler with the U.S. Army, was working on things like remote viewing. You know, you saw the movie Men Who Stare at Ghosts. That was what that was all about. So it was a multifaceted project that had but it was all into this weird, bizarro stuff.
Well, for me, what the cherry on top, and we haven't covered 10% of the evidence in your article, is that the way they hide all his records, the way he goes right into college but is never there. He's all over the world. He's in hot zones. It looks like they were training him in all sorts of, in-the-field training from a very early age.
Well, the CIA front company in Honolulu actually came up with a false corporate history, said that they had been doing business in Hawaii since it was a territory. Everything was fake with that particular company. When the company went bust and accused of being a Ponzi scheme, where have we heard that recently? Certainly we have with Stanford. We heard it with Enron. Here we had another one, and BCCI. So here we have an early example of the CIA setting up this financial firm to make these payoffs out of Honolulu. And when it goes bust, the innocent investors are all defrauded.
And grandma's running it.
Well, she's working at the Bank of Hawaii, which is laundering the money. She's running the escrow account at the Bank of Hawaii, which is where the agency is placing the funds to transfer to their boys over in Asia, these dictators and these favorite politicians. I would also note that AIG, which he bailed out, which was started by Ken Starr's great uncle in Shanghai, was also a CIA front, doing the same thing in Asia, from China to Japan to Korea and everywhere else.
Well, look what Top Secret USA confirms what you'd already reported on for years. Close to 1 million secret private spies in the U.S. alone with the highest security level. That's one out of 300 Americans.
Absolutely. So, you know, we look at all this, and it's fascinating. I also found a very rare copy of a book that was written in 1968 and actually favorably reviewed in an article in the Boston Globe in 1971, and it lists 3,000 CIA agents around the world, list the stations, and some of the most active were Jakarta and Lahore, Pakistan, and Karachi.
And the book lists a bunch of Obama's family's bosses.
bosses, right, including the guy that was running the microfinancing work out of the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta at the time. So we have a lot of connections. I also noted that one person who I know is listed in the book, Peter Ernest, who runs now the International Spy Museum here in Washington.
Stay there. I want to go over all of it when we come back and what it means.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, in layman's terms, recap this evidence, go over other areas. Some of the new things you've discovered, you've been getting into archives. I'll just leave it at that. A lot of things are newly declassified on a routine basis. They do everything they can to cover up his history. Now they shred his mother's passport that would be stamped for where she really was when he was born, and then release his passport, which, you know, he's already had a passport before, even if he got it through fraud. That's easy to do. This proves nothing, but it's their attempt to say, look, we're not going to give you the original, you know, with his feet stamped on it and the doctor's signature, you know, of his real birth certificate. We're going to give you his passport to supposedly shut up the birthers and you've got this entire history of being groomed, the entire family on every side, deep inside the big foundations, working for Geithner's dad, the Rockefellers, Annenberg, all of them, you know, all the top globalists, and then you've got even more in this three-part series.
Well, you know, we go back to January, February of 08 and the big U.S. State Department passport scandal where some contractors working for a company called the Analysis Corporation were caught looking into Obama's passport files. Now, that company at the time was headed by John Brennan, who used to be with the CIA, came up with a lot of this rendition program under Bush, and now he's the deputy national security advisor. How convenient. So, they said, oh, well, Hillary and McCain's passports records were being looked at. I think that was a diversion. That was make it look like they were going to Obama. I think the fact is they were going in to see exactly what Obama had, if anything, with a smoking gun as far as his passport files. And I was getting ready to say before the break that one of the names in this book of 3,000 active agents during the late 50s and 60s is Peter Ernest, who's now the director of the International Spy Museum. And remember, Obama took his two daughters to visit the Spy Museum. Everyone said, now, isn't that a little odd? Why would he take them there? Well, maybe it was old home week for him.
So what does this mean to the American people, Wayne, to have someone who clearly was manufactured and put into power? I mean, obviously they can blackmail him, but that's not even needed. He's just completely controlled.
Well, I think that's the problem. He should have – look, presidents and vice presidents, senators or members of the House do not require security clearances. The mere fact they're elected, their staffs require the clearances, but they do not. But that job falls to the press to vet these people, and the media failed miserably during that campaign. On what I reported out of Chicago with his private life and now with this, his background with the agency, this was all available back in 2008, and no one, you know, pursued it because everybody was listening to this brilliant orator. And, you know, beware of these brilliant orators. History is replete with them, and they've turned out to be nothing more than demagogues when they've gotten into office. We know many cases of it throughout recent and even ancient history where that's happened.
Continuing, there's a lot of other areas of your detailed three-part series that we haven't covered yet. Kind of recap it, get into some other areas and connections we didn't go over. And then when we talked last night, you said you're still doing more research. There's even more, that there's mountains of this. And just every place you turn, CIA, 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 CIA.
Well, let's look at his father, Barack Sr., who was brought over in this Airlift Africa project. Now, his mentor in Kenya, who was assassinated in 1969, Tom Amboya, basically selected Barack Sr. and others over more qualified candidates. And I've got a very obscure Reuters piece from London in 1960 where one of the opposition leaders in Kenya says, wait a minute, some of the people who were passed over had better academic qualifications, better certificates than the people who were selected. Well, it's obvious why they were selected. They were selected, and in the case of Obama Sr., he's married with a kid and one on the way, already in Kenya when he arrives in Hawaii and he marries Obama's mother, who's just graduated from high school. It's very clear that this was some sort of a CIA operation to get those two together. You know, you got to wonder what kind of parent would put their own child up for auction because the agency finds it's important to do. So, but Amboya is interesting because he basically was spying for the CIA at all these Pan-African meetings, and basically he was trying to limit the influence of some of the leftist African leaders who were thought to be in the pocket of the Soviet Union and Communist China at the time, and particularly Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana, who was also overthrown in 1966 in a CIA coup, just 1 year after Sukarno was overthrown in Indonesia with the help of Lolo Sotoro, Barack's stepfather, and whatever work his mother was doing for USAID and other entities in Indonesia.
Now, we talked last night, and I said, it seems to me that they knew that they would build him up as this messianic leader, and then they study societal movements, individual psychology, mass psychology. The architects know that he would then not deliver the milk and honey and the restored economy and the end of torture, the end of wars, with his advisors and who put him in power. They were always planning not deliver any of his promises and then politically destroy him. And you concurred with me, so I want you to expand on your view. What was their plan for Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and what does their master plan encompass for the nation and for their front puppet? More balkanization, more division, selling Africa on AFRICOM or AFRICON being set up. What's the overall program with Plan Obama?
Well, you know, the CIA regularly uses people who are called futurists. Now, this isn't the weird kind of thing where people look into these are subject area experts who try to look to see where technology, where politics, where population, where demographics will be 20, 30 years into the future.
And they seek to steer it. They seek to already know what people are going to want to do,
well,
where culture
right.
is going to bring them, so they can be pre-positioned to dominate those systems. That's what Google is.
So if we go back in time to 1960, we're looking at the CIA looking at the demographic changes of the United States. Increasing African-American population. I don't think they really banked on the increase in the Hispanic population. Obviously, that came later. But
well, wait a minute. It's come out that the Ford Foundation, billions, Bill and Melinda Gates, tens of millions, to Mecha and La Raza, Ford Foundation going back 60 years, creating those groups.
Right. Well, I think the one thing, because of the civil rights movement, they were looking at look, Martin Luther King was the leader of the African-American movement, the people in this country. He broke with Johnson in 67 over Vietnam, steered very hard to the left. And as a CIA, I'm sure said, God, we can't, if we're going to get a leader, we can't have a Malcolm X. We can't have a Martin Luther King Jr. We have to make sure that when we have one in line to become president, somebody that we can basically control.
Let me back you up. Margaret Sanger in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, on record in public letters with the Rockefeller Foundation saying we've got to pose as liberals, get the black leaders in place so we can abort most of them, and they've been successful. 51% of blacks never make it out of utero. They're murdered in the womb. So they did that. And they talk about controlling black leaders by financing them. So we know that that's their strategic plan. And Martin Luther King got off the reservation, so they took him out.
Well, absolutely. And so you look back in 1960, and is it beyond the pale to consider the fact that they may have wanted to groom somebody from a very early age, like a baby? You know, you've got his parents and his grandparents basically in their pocket. And then you've got this stuff about behavioral science work at the University of Hawaii. There's just so many gaps in the histories of not only the president, but also his mother, his father, his grandfather, and his grandmother on his mother's side. So when you see gaps like that, now you can look at any other president. Those families, we knew way too much. My God, Roger Clinton, Billy Carter. But in this case, we have these significant gaps in their histories. And I think that's something that people should be concerned about.
Wayne, I think that's the key that you just hit on. You have all this effort to cover up the past. You've got CIA connections to your left, your right, forward and backwards at every level. You have got the fact that they've spent so much time, not just in the present, but going back decades covering up his true providence and where he comes from. And then, as you said, all these intelligence and corporate intelligence and foundation connections. And now he's the president. And we know they have these programs to go in, not just here, but all over the world and recruit leaders. I mean, the British recruited Hitler. That's declassified in the mid-20s and took him from nowhere and funded the National Socialists to make him their leader. And the Milner Group bragged, we're going to build this guy up and he's going to tear Europe up. And then we're going to be able to come in and rebuild it and take it over. I mean, this is their long-term strategic thinking. And when you look at Obama and everything he's done, it's clear this guy is a total betrayer of everything he claims to be.
Well, you remember last November when old man Bush, H.W. 41, and Jeb Bush paid what was called a courtesy call to the White House. We were not even told what that was about, a courtesy call. That's all we were told. Well, you know, you've got the guy who's the CIA headquarters is named after and his son visiting Obama. And it's just, oh, we were in town. We thought we'd stop by. Look, that doesn't happen at the White House. I mean, those Salahis aside, you don't get into the White House unless you have a reason to be there.
So, I mean, obviously you're saying their plan was to have a controlled asset who was supposedly African-American in there. That's clear. But how is their plan going? I mean, did they mean for him to be a messianic leader and be successful? And has their attempted launch of this African-American Napoleon failed? Or did they plan to just use him as a distraction and then destroy him?
Well, I think he's given them everything they want. Look, Operation Iraqi Freedom is now Operation New Dawn. I mean, right out of George Orwell's Newspeak lexicon, we're shown pictures of convoys leaving Iraq. 50,000 troops are going to stay, and we're going to see an increase in contractors. What's that all about?
By the way, I have the New York Times today on that. They say, oh, private contractors and intelligence operatives will now run the government. So this is a practice run for the U.S. and other countries where they don't just stage coups. They come in and put in their entire apparatus through these giant armored embassies and control everything and just have plainclothes death squads running the nation.
Well, that's right. And look what Obama, right after he comes in, he allows the CIA to overthrow President Zelaya in Honduras. He wants to build 7 military bases in Colombia, and the Constitutional Court of Colombia just shot that down. So, you know, what Obama wants to do is now being shot down by the court in Colombia. I mean, this guy is owned lock, stock, and barrel by these intelligence, you know, the intelligence community, because he's not said no to them ever. I mean, Patriot Act still in effect. We have increase in electronic surveillance. We got these deals between the CIA and Google and NSA and Google and Microsoft and everything else. And so he's allowing he ran on openness. The Freedom of Information Act is still not being implemented. It's still backlogged. Requests are not being honored. So, I mean, everything he ran on, he has lied on very fundamental constitutional issues. And we were told that he taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago Law School. I don't know which law he was teaching, because when you look at his actions, it looks like he's teaching the Constitution of North Korea, not of the United States of America.
You know, I laugh, but it isn't funny. This is really happening. And I mean, this is really the private offshore corporate takeover of society. They're setting up their fusion centers run by the CIA in every major city. They're federalizing the police. They're training U.S. SWAT teams in Iraq for cordon, for shutting down cities, for gun confiscations. At the G20 in Pittsburgh, my employee got arrested, Rob Dew. He saw people being let off trucks with bags on their heads. The Army would then, when they had to go to the bathroom, to follow them and then make fun of them. And this was all encouraged, like something right out of 1984. And they had private snatch and grab teams in front of news cameras on purpose, grabbing activists, putting bags on their heads. Now it happened in Toronto. Same thing in England. They are globally deploying a scientifically developed corporate oppression, a corporate black op tyranny. And, I mean, clearly this is the complete shadow takeover, and now it's out in the open. I mean, this is so illegal, Wayne.
Well, let me say another thing about Obama. You know, he has had scheduled 2 trips to visit Indonesia. Both trips have been postponed. You know, I think he knows that when he arrives in Jakarta, the Indonesian press, some foreign press will start looking at his time there. And I don't think they want that kind of attention on that. And I think that's one reason. Now, he's always said he's had other priorities. I think the oil spill was one reason.
Well, no, that's another issue, Wayne. You keep bringing up great points. It's admitted he was in Indonesia longer than he said. Then he lied about being in the Muslim school. It's fine if he's a Muslim, but why lie about it? I mean, everything he's ever told us is a lie. You went over that earlier. I mean, when the parents met, when the grandparents met, when all this happened, we learn it's all a fiction.
Well, and the other thing I discovered is when they were, before they went to Hawaii, they were in Mercer Island, Seattle, in the state of Washington. And I did find in a list of these agents, the CIA people, the name of the chief engineer for Boeing. And his area of primary assignment was Mercer Island. Now, Madeline Dunham worked for the Boeing Corporation during World War II in Wichita, Kansas. So he's the only guy listed with the agency in Mercer Island. You know, we got to figure the time frame here. You could conspiracy or coincidence, but I think that's much more than a coincidence.
But we know his father's involved in all these secretive activities. Now Obama's involved with Odinga having the Muslims riot to create the prime ministership for him. I mean, just everything Obama does is dastardly. Everything he does is skullduggery laced. And it's just at every turn. And then there's the secrecy. And so I think you've conclusively proven that the media has been involved in a cover-up of this guy's true history. And everything we know about Barry Sitaro is a complete stinking lie. Final segment straight ahead with Wayne Madsen. WayneMadsenReport.com. Our site's GCNLive.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't done one since Monday. You want me to do it again? I appreciate the work you've done. I want people to read Wayne Madsen's report, and I want them to read the breakdown that we've done on top of it. So I want you to search this key term and make it the number one search term today. And I'm going to launch another one next hour. We'll hit them with two torpedoes. But the article isn't ready at PrisonPlanet.com separately on what Google's doing, trying to take over the web with Verizon. So that'll be launched at 30 after with Joel Skousen next hour. But I want you to search the term Bombshell Barack. Bombshell Barack. Bombshell Barack. And then that will lead them to WayneMadsenReport.com. Search the term Bombshell Barack right now, and that will lead them to this investigation. We'll post these videos later at YouTube. We'll link those in, and Drudge Report routinely then links to this, and we can push this mega viral thanks to you taking action. We'll expose the CIA-created asset. Bombshell Barack is the search term. Bombshell, one word, B-O-M-B-S-H-E-L-L, Barack. Please take action. We're 10 for 10. We've done this 10 times. You have never failed in the InfoWar. Bombshell Barack. And we're going to launch another torpedo in T-minus 35 minutes. Closing comments, Wayne Madsen. I hope people will support your investigative journalism by subscribing. You give most of what you do away for free, but it's important that people support you as an investigative journalist. How do they subscribe to WayneMadsenReport.com?
Well, you just go to Wayne Madsen Report, M-A-D-S-E-N, report, all one word, .com, and you'll see a thing that says join now. Click on that, and it'll step you through the process. It is time-consuming to go through, locate, and then go through these extensive files because we're talking about kind of ancient history, the CIA 1960-61, up through the 70s, and there's a lot that you just have to piece it together, and it's a very time-consuming process. But I'm going to continue to try to delve into this background because, as I said, this should have been done in 08. It wasn't done, but I guess the old saying, better late than never, applies here too.
Well, you certainly deserve respect and support, Wayne. We've got about a minute and a half left in this hour. Any other key tidbits or points you wanted to make?
Well, I noticed that in his mother's passport records, there was a name that had been crossed out, Soharko, which is yet another name we have in addition to Sotoro. I guess the question is, who is Soharko? Who was he? Who is he? Was that another name assigned to President Obama when he was in Indonesia?
How do you spell Soharko?
S-O-E-H-A-R-K-O.
Very suspicious. Anything else?
Well, I would just urge people to, while we have the Internet, you know it's under tremendous assault by the guys like Cass Sunstein and his friends. Search all this information out, save it, because it may become useful later on before it disappears entirely.
I agree. They're clearly telegraphing they're planning to launch false flag attacks on the web, blame it on China or Russia, and use it as a way to start controlling it.
Absolutely.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne Madsen, thank you for spending an hour with us. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future. We'll continue to watch your reports on your great website.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. There goes Wayne Madsen. Joel Skousen is coming up on the other side in the third hour as we continue to investigate Top Secret USA, the private spy takeover of America.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.